Would you pray with me, please? Father, now as we go into your word, we pray that you would enlighten us, speak to us, touch us. May we hear your voice loud and clear. May you teach us something here this morning, Father, that draws us closer to you, that lets us know more of your reality, so that it would allow us to trust you more, that we might have more faith. Faith, Lord, that would allow us to show this world how real you are. For we do not serve a God who is off in the heavens. We serve a living God who is here among us and lives in each one of us. So now speak to us, Father, we pray. And may there be much less of me and much, much more of you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, your name does mean something, as Penny said. When someone says your name, they have you on their mind. When someone says your name, you get a mental picture of that individual. When someone says your name, your character and your perception is displayed. We just read the name of Jesus in Scripture, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. This should give us a hint at how important this name is. This morning, we're going to look at the third commandment given to us by God. And I'm going to paraphrase it for you right now, make it easy. Here it is. This is what God says the third rule is that we should live by. The third rule that we should live by. God gave us 10 rules. And those 10 rules cover everything in life. And the third rule says, take my name seriously. Take my name seriously. Don't use it in vain. Take my name seriously. Well, I was doing some research on the sermon. I came across someone who wrote a book titled Names. This person had an unusual fetish of wanting to collect interesting names. And some of these names almost seem to be prophetic. In this book, he writes that there were two men many, many years ago in an electric chair, and their names were, this is true, had to be true, it was on the internet, it's Will Fry and Will Frizzle. I'm sorry, that's what it said. A window washer who fell, Will Drop. Two police partners, go catch them. Go catch them. Go forth and catch them. So there is something in a name, and God says there's a lot in his name. Look at Exodus the 20th. This is the actual scripture for the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in what? For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. God is saying to us, this third rule to live by, don't misuse my name. Take my name seriously, because three things represent a person's name: reputation, your character, your authority. God says, when you misuse my name, you defame my reputation. When you flippantly recognize me, then you are basically flippantly recognizing my authority and my character. We normally think of swearing when we think of misusing God's name, but there are many other ways. We can misuse God's name through insult. We can misuse God's name through indulgence. We can misuse God's name to intimidate. We can misuse God's name to impress. We can misuse God's name when we want to, something happens impulsively. Let's look at insulting. How would you misuse God's name if you're insulting? How would you do that? Well, when we use profanity because of irritation, when we express irritation or profanity because of irritation, if swearing was a crime, there would be very few golfers. Now, I don't normally tell jokes, but I want to tell a joke to get your attention on this morning. I hope it goes over well. A farmer took his wagon and mules and went to town. He was late getting home. His wife asked, "Honey, what happened? Did the wagon break down?" He said, "No. I picked up a preacher on the way, and the mules didn't understand a word I said." I believe America is the most foul-mouthed nation in the world. Look at the movies. Not very often you go to the movie that's rated G for adults. profanity is placed in those movies on purpose to give them an R rating so that it will attract adult moviegoers. You and I can avoid hearing profanity, but we don't have to take and use profanity. We don't have to participate. It takes spiritual maturity and self-control to change our language. It takes discipline when someone cuts you off in traffic not to use profanity. It takes discipline when you mash your finger not to use profanity. It takes discipline, spiritual discipline, to avoid using profanity. You see, we misuse God's name also to cover for ourselves. Oh, God told me I didn't have to go to work today. God told me not to go to school. God told me not to honor that contract that I signed. We use God's name to intimidate. God told me what you should do. God told me what's wrong with you. God told me about this TV evangelist, dishonest TV evangelist. God told me to tell you that you should give $1,000 to this TV evangelist or he's going to pull the plug on the ministry. So we can misuse God's name in many more ways than just being in profanity. We misuse God's name to impress. We use spiritual jargon. When we meet Christians, we say, God bless you. When we meet non-Christians, we say, good luck. There's a difference. We misuse God's name to impress. We take God's name in vain when we claim to be Christians and our lifestyle doesn't look like it. Christian means being Christ-like. That's what it means. When they were talking about Christians in the New Testament, they were saying, look at those people. They're Christ-like. Christian. We claim to be Christ-like, but does our lifestyle reflect it? Do we spend time in God's Word? Are we part of a ministry? Are we tithing? Saying that Jesus is number one in our life is just words. And God is not impressed with words. God is impressed with lifestyle. Avoid using God's name impulsively. Let me ask you a question. Is it okay to use OMG? I just caught a 10-pound fish. OMG. My daughter's going to have a baby. OMG. I just made a hole in one. OMG. Does everybody know what OMG means? I just want to make sure of that first. Everybody knows? When we use OMG, we are reducing God to nothing more than a wow. Did you ever think about that? When we use the term OMG, we're basically reducing God to nothing more than a wow. God is very serious about the use of his name. Do you know what happened in the Old Testament when people in the Old Testament dishonored the name of God? Let's look at it. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to what? And all the congregation shall certainly what? As well the stranger as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to. So what happens when somebody in the Old Testament times dishonored the name of God? They're stoned. Do you think if OMG was used in the Old Testament, what would happen? You better duck. So I want to do something this morning. I want to change something. I don't want us to use OMG anymore. I want us to use OMB. You ready? OMB. Let's say, oh my Buddha. I don't mind offending Buddha's name, but don't disrespect the name of my God. There's no power in the name of Buddha, but there's power in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Do you ever wonder why we pray in the name of Jesus? Because to go to God, one must be sinless. Through Jesus, you and I are sinless. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power to forgive. Power to save. Power to give new life. Power to heal. There is power in the name of Jesus, and it should be respected. How can I use God's name correctly? The Bible says there are blessings associated with honoring God's name. If we honor God's name, we will be blessed, the Bible says, with success, prosperity, health, peace of mind, good relationships. God takes his name seriously. For how we use God's name tells us how we really feel about God. For how we use God's name really tells us how we feel about God. That's right, TJ. He's saying we should not take God's name in vain. We should take it seriously. Look at Psalm 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Honor God's name. When we say God's name, we should do it with reverence. We should use it lovingly. We should use it as an act of worship. Our lifestyle can misuse the name of God. I want you to listen to this. Our lifestyle can misuse the name of God. When we call ourselves Christian and we don't act like it when we're out in the world, we are basically taking the name of Jesus and we are dragging it through the gutter because we claim to be Christ-like. And when we don't act like it in the world, we're basically taking his name and we're dragging it through the gutter. Look at Timothy 2:19, 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, the Lord knows those who are his. God knows who his children are. And everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. We drag the name of Jesus through the gutter when we don't act Christ-like. You know, if you were to dishonor my wife's name, if you were to dishonor my brother's name, if you were to dishonor my children's name, if you were to dishonor my sister-in-law's name, if you were to dishonor my grandchildren or my nephews or anyone in my family or my friends, you'd have a problem. I'd stand up. I'd let you know about it. I'd tell you how great these people are. God says, take my name seriously. Don't use it flippantly. When we use OMG, we're basically taking the Lord of creation and rendering him to a wow. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we love you and praise you. And Lord, we pray that we would use proper language and we would honor your name in the way that it should be honored. Father, don't let us be of the world or in the world. We're here because we have to be. But don't let us be like the world. Let our language be different. Let us be different so, Lord, others can see who we are in you. Let us, Father, live a life that does not dishonor you or drag your name through the gutters. But, Father, let us live a life that is so pleasing that it honors you. And you look at us and you say, look at my child. Look at him. Oh, I'm proud of my child. He is a child of mine and I am well pleased. Help us to live that kind of life, Father, we pray. For it's in Jesus' name, in the name of the one who has changed us, in the name of the one who loves us. Amen. The altar is open this morning for all who need to come. Come in the name of Jesus. You know, there's power in the name of Jesus. Power. Won't you stand, please?